Welcome to the ninth perek, Tessa Sefer Daniel. So Baruch Hashem, Daniel is praying sincerely for the Gula. That is the beginning of perek 9. That's the easiest part of the perek. This took place 18 years before the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, by the way. And many of Klal Yisrael have been exiled to Babel already. It is important to note there's a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban at the beginning of Megillah. You can find this in the Ran, Daf Aleph on the base, I believe, in Megillah on the Rif, about whether by the time we were building the second Beis HaMikdash, most Jews were in Eretz Yisrael or not. In other words, at the time of the Purim story, really, you know, that period, were most Jews in the 127 countries or most had returned to Eretz Yisrael? It's interesting. It sounds like most people, I mean, intuitively, we seem to understand the Jews were dotted around. A lot of them were in Shushan. Not so simple. The Ramban, we're going to see when we get to Sefer Ezra, in one of his Svarim, talks about this. Either way, we have Daryavesh, the son of Achashverosh. Now, that can't be the son of Achashverosh of Purim fame in our Perek, because you know that's later. So who is this? This is the Daryavesh who reigns after Belshazzar, Rashi says. Gavriel explains that the correct time of Gula had been miscalculated. In other words, the time of redemption from Golus miscalculated because Daniel, as well as Belshazzar, had started the count too early. Gavriel reveals the precise 70 years and that the second Beis HaMikdash is going to last for 420 years. Pasuk Chafei has an interesting term, the Mashiach Nagid. Who is that? So it's not the real Mashiach. It's referring to King Koresh, who gave us permission to rebuild the base. I think the Mashiach just means appointing or anointed one. And the Mitzvah says that it may refer to Agrippus. So there you are, again, cryptic, who it's referring to. Rasadia Gaon explains the differences between the accolades given to Hashem in Tfilah by Moshe, Yirmi, and Daniel. Daniel is called Chamudos because his character traits were beloved, or he found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Finally, the Ralbag explains that the Malach Gavriel is the angel from which prophecy emanates, or through which prophecy emanates, whereas the angel Michael, who defends Klal Yisrael, we'll see later, he embodies receiving divine inspiration. Now, the slightly different ways the Malachim are working.